Gerry Orr made no secret of his preference the airport be under an independent authority rather than a division of city government. But he was muzzled by his bosses at City Hall when the whole thing blew up in controversy back in January. Now that the city's own consultant recommends transitioning the airport to a properly structured authority, Orr is talking again.
Well, I think it takes a lot of the unnecessary motions out of getting things done and allows us to operate more like a business.
Unnecessary motions, you mean financial controls or approvals?
No, not so much financial controls, but all of the time and effort it takes to get all the approvals to do simple things.
Like purchase equipment, says Orr. Consultant Bob Hazel came to the same conclusion in a report the city paid him $150,000 to produce. He says airport authorities tend to be more nimble and businesslike than city-run airports. And he says they tend to have less political involvement, which Orr also sees as an advantage. But a properly structured airport authority, according to Hazel, is not what North Carolina lawmakers are currently proposing. The management board in their legislation is too large at 13 members, and the city of Charlotte, with just two appointments to that board, doesn't have enough control over it, says Hazel. Sponsors of the legislation disagree, but they say they're open to Hazel's recommendations. Gerry Orr says he'd like the changes to be made.
I think it's important that we get it as right as we can the first time and get on with it.
Orr also shed some additional light on the fraught period last summer that numerous sources tell WFAE was the point when the push to wrest the airport from the city's grasp took flight. At issue was Gerry Orr's tenure. Some have alleged former city manager Kurt Walton demanded that Orr resign or retire. Gerry Orr is more circumspect. Were you ever asked by city manager Kurt Walton or Mayor Fox or someone from the city to resign or to set a date certain and retire?
Well, we've had discussions about that. Nobody said retire by such and such a date.
Did you have disagreements about how quickly you would leave or in what way?
Well, I'd have to say we had disagreements about how the airport ought to be run.
Including Walton's move to have CMPD take over policing at the airport and his decision to transfer some airport IT functions to City Hall. Orr also says he knew the airport's largest customer, U.S. Airways, was planning to meet with Walton last summer and ask for a role in helping choose Orr's eventual replacement. Did you suggest that they go see him? Did you encourage that?
I said that's not something I can control. You need to talk to the people who can.
Were you satisfied with the reception they received from Kurt Walton?
Apparently they weren't.
Backers of the airport authority effort say Walton rebuffed U.S. Airways. And soon, draft legislation to create a Charlotte Airport Authority was circulating among local business leaders. U.S. Airways says in a statement one of its executives was in the loop on that legislation and shared the concern about, quote, the potential forced retirement of Gerry Orr and the loss of his successful, cost-effective model of airport management. However, U.S. Airways insists it has not been directly involved in the effort to create the airport authority. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.